Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Maaseh Daf Yud Ches, and we are starting near the top of the Amud with Halacha Dalid and a Vilna Torah Sedaf. It's on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Leila Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarah Basib Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And the Mishnah says, "Armel Chaver, a person tells his friend, Halach Eser Zeh, take this Eser, which is a coin, Basim Te'enim She'ever Li, for the 20 figs that are on your tree that I'm going to choose for myself. Buyer Va'eichel, the buyer can pick them and he can eat them as long as he picks them one by one. There's no kvias for Maestris, even though this was a deal, this was Mekach, since he's picking them one by one. There's no kvias, and that's okay. If he takes two at a time, so then there's ready kvias and he'll be chayv and maestres. And it's not only with figs, it's with other fruits as well. Let's say he tells him, Be'eshkel she'ever li, take this money for this cluster of grapes that I'm going to choose for myself, megarga v'oichel. He could take off one grape at a time and eat it, and there's no kvias for maestres. Furthermore, let's use his berima and she'ever li, take this money for the pomegranate that I'm going to choose for myself, pirate v'oichel. He could take one seed at a time and eat it, and there's no kvias for maestres. And lastly, let's say he says, Bavatiach she'ever li, for the melon that I'm going to choose for myself, soifis v'oichel. He could cut off a piece at a time and eat it, and in all these situations, there's no kvias for maestres yet, and therefore he could eat without having to take off maestr. Avolim amar lai, let's say he told him, be'esrim te'enim elu, take this money for these 20 figs, b'shnei shkailus elu, for these two clusters, b'shnei yirmanim elu, for these two pomegranates, b'shnei avatichim elu, for these two melons, oichel kedarka yupater, even if he picks them off the tree and he takes them all at the same time, he could still eat from them arai and not have to take off maestres. Why is that? Because he bought them while they were still attached to the ground. In the first case, when he said, I'm going to choose the 20 figs, so it's only when he chooses the fig that that's when it's considered the business deal has been sealed, and that means that this is a mekach that happened after it was already detached from the ground that technically is kaveh for meiser, and the only way for there not to be a kaveh for meiser is if he takes them one by one. But in the second situation, he said these 20 to einim, or these ashkailos, so on and so forth, meaning he was buying them while they're still attached to the tree. Well, while they're still attached to the tree, there's no kaveh for meiser, even if there's a mekach, because they're attached to the tree, and there's no meiser when they're attached to the ground. Therefore, once he picks them, it's already after the mekach, and there's no kvias yet. That's when he's allowed to eat them arai, even if he's eating more than one at a time. And the Mishnah continues, Hasarchas Apoyol looks as b'te'enim. If a person hires a worker to make te'enim into katsias, meaning his figs are being made into dried figs, that's what the worker is doing for him. Amar loy, if the worker tells him, Al menasha oichel te'enim, I'm going to work for you on condition that I could eat some figs while I'm doing the work. Do oichel pater, the worker could eat from them, and he's pater from maestres, and that's because midai raisa, he's allowed to eat them, and it's not considered a mekach, and we're going to explain in the Gemara what the chiddush is. However, let's say the worker tells the Baal Bayis, Al menasha oichel ani ubini, on condition that me and my son can eat from the figs, Aisha yechol bini b'schari, or that my son can eat from the figs as my schar. So who oichel pater? The worker can eat and he's pater. However, Rubenai oichel v'chayiv, his son is allowed to eat because that was their stipulation, but he's chayiv to take off meiser because his son eating is considered a sale. I'm going to work so that my son can eat, and that's mekach, which is kaveh for meiser. Similarly, let's say the worker tells the Baal Bayis, Al menasha oichel b'shas ha'ktsiyah ula achar ktsiyah, I want to be able to eat while I'm making them into ktsiyas and even afterwards. So b'shas ha'ktsiyah oichel pater. While he's making them into the ktsiyas, into the dried figs, whatever the processing is, he's allowed to eat from them and he's pater from maestris because again, midai raisa, he's allowed to eat from them. However, ula achar ktsiyah oichel v'chayiv. Once they're ready after the processing, he's allowed to eat from them, but he's chayiv to take off maestr, shein oichel menatayra, because midai raisa, he's not allowed to eat anymore. And zakal, this is the rule. Ha'oichel menatayra pater. If menatayra, he's allowed to eat from them, he's pater from taking off maestr. If he's not allowed to eat from them, minatayra, chayiv, he's chayiv to take off maeser, because the reason why he's eating is due to his deal that he arranged with the Baal Bayis, and that's considered like mekach, so he has to take off maeser. The Mishnah continues with more examples. Haya oisa b'levasim, let's say he's working with levasim type figs, lo yoichel b'nois sheva. He's not allowed to eat from the b'nois sheva type figs, which are better than levasim, because he's not working with them right now. Furthermore, b'nois sheva, lo yoichel b'levasim. If he now moved on to work with the b'nois sheva figs, he's not allowed to go back and eat from the levasim figs, because he's not working with them anymore. Avol meneahu es atzmai ad shumagil makam ayafa es v'oichel. He could withhold himself from eating from the inferior figs, the levasim ones, and wait until he gets to the better ones, the b'nai sheva ones, and eat from those. Onto a different situation, not discussing a worker. Hamachlafim chaveroi zeloichel v'zeloichel. Let's say someone makes a trade with his friend. Each one has figs that are ready to eat. And Reuven tells Shimon, here, take my ready to eat figs. And Shimon tells Reuven, here, you take my ready to eat figs. Or zeloichel v'zeloichel. They're trading their figs, both that are going to be katsias. They're going to be left out to dry. Or zeloichel v'zeloichel. One has figs that are ready to eat, and one has figs that are going to be left out to dry, and they're making this trade. In all these situations, chayiv, they have to take off meiser, and this is according to a mayor who holds a mekach as kaveya, and this trade is considered a mekach. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, hamachlef loichel, chayiv. If they're trading figs that are going to be eaten, so then they're chayiv. However, v'liktzois, pater. If they're trading figs that are going to be left out to dry, so then they're pater from meiser, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, mekach is in kaveya with something that hasn't reached Gemara Malacha yet. And onto Yuchas Mabeza on top, the Gemara begins by discussing the first case in the Mishnah where we said that when a person buys a cluster of grapes from his friend, he could take off one grape grape at a time, and there's no kfias for maizus yet. So Rabbi Yossi says, "B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, megager achas achas, v'hoylech v'oichel." He could take off one grape at a time, and he can go and eat. Meaning, even he's going to end up eating the entire grapevine's worth of grapes one by one. That's not a problem, and there's no kfias for maizus. And Amar Rabbi Barva, he told him, "V'chein Rabbi Ovid." That's also what Rabbi did. However, now we have a brisa which is not like our mishnah. Tani b'shem Rabbi Yossi, a brisa was taught in the name Rabbi Yossi. Avatiach shesafas bay afilu kol shuhu kinoyai. When we're dealing with an avatiach, if he cut off even a small piece from it, he automatically acquired the entire thing, and he doesn't have to continue cutting off small pieces in order to not be chayav in meiser, like our Mishnah says. He could really cut the entire avatiach up into pieces all at once, and there's still no kfias for meiseres. And again, that's not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah had said that when we're dealing with an avatiach, he's only allowed to cut off one piece at a time, and only then there's no kfias for meiseres. Now, Ravina Abaye, Ravina asks the following question, after Rimon Kane, do we say the same thing with the Rimon, with the pomegranate? The ones he takes one seed of the pomegranate, he could really eat the whole rest of the pomegranate, and there's no kfias for meiseres, like avatiach, or no, since the seeds of the pomegranate are individual things, it's different than avatiach. And we don't have an answer to this. Now going to the next case of the Mishnah, we had said that Amar Loi, if the worker stipulated with the Baal Bayis, Amanas Sho'echot Einim, that I'm going to do work with your figs on condition that I can eat them, he's allowed to eat from them, and he doesn't have to take off Meiser. So the Gemara asks, Lomali Amanas, why does the Mishnah say that he's allowed to eat from them without having to take off Meiser? Because he made this condition. Afilu Shalai Amanas, even if he didn't make this condition with the Baal Bayis, he's allowed to eat from the figs and he doesn't have to take off Meiser. That's because, as we said, Midai Raisa, he's allowed to eat from them. There's a day that you're not allowed to stop a worker from eating that which he's working with. So why does the Mishnah say that? The Gemara tells us, Rav Oven says, B'shem Rav Shammai, L'chein Tzricha. That's what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is. Afilu Amar Lai Almanas. Even if the worker told the Baal Bayis, I'm only going to work with you on condition that I could eat figs. And when the Baal Bayis agrees, that seems like a business deal. I do work, but you let me eat, and then there would be kvias for Maestras. The Chiddush is that it's not a business deal, because Midai Raisa, he's allowed to eat, and therefore he's allowed to eat without taking off Maestras. And we continue discussing this Chiyuv that a worker has to be allowed to eat that which he's working from. As the Gemara tells us, Tamantanino, over there we learned in a Mishnah, Maseches Baba Metzia, Hay Aisa B'Yadav, let's say the worker is doing work only with his hands, Avoloi Baraglov, but he's not doing any work with his feet, or Baraglov, Avoloi B'Yadav, he's doing work with his feet, but not with his hands, Afilu Al Ksefai, or he's only doing work with his shoulder, Hareza Yechal, he's still allowed to eat from the produce that he's working with. And Tani Kane, we also have a brass like this, B'Yadai, what does it mean he's doing work just with his hands? Oiged, he's bundling vegetables, Baraglov, what does it mean he's doing work only with his feet? Mismach, he's helping support wood or a tree, and Afilu Al Ksefai, what does it mean he's doing work only with his shoulders? Tayin, he loaded some bundles of vegetables on his shoulders. In all these situations, he's still allowed to eat from that which he's working with. Whereas Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Omer, he tells us that no, ad shiyasa biyadav uberaglov ubegufay kedayish. It has to be that he's doing work with his hands, feet, and his entire body, just like dayish. And we're going to explain this in a moment. Let's just read it. Ma dayish hu isa biyadav beraglov ubegufay. Just like when a cow is threshing, he's doing work with his hands, feet, and his body. Av kol davar shu isa biyadav uberaglov ubegufay. So too, in all other situations, the person has to be doing work with their hands, feet, and body in order to be allowed to eat. This is where we come to understand this din. We have a law in the Torah that says, Lois achsam shar b'dishai, that when a shar, when an ox is threshing, you're not allowed to be chaysim him, you're not allowed to muzzle him. And we make a hekesh between the chaysim and the nechsam, the same way that we're not allowed to muzzle a shar while it's working, so too, the human who would be muzzling the shar is not allowed to be muzzled if he happens to be a worker working for another human. And that's what we've been saying all along, that min ha-Torah, a worker is allowed to eat, because there's an isser of, so to speak, muzzling him while he's doing work with produce. However, Yesi Rebbe, he was telling us, since we're learning this from the lav of Lo Sachsam Shar B'dishai, the same way that a cow, when he's threshing, he's doing so with his hands, feet, and his entire body, so too, only if a worker is doing work with his hands, feet, and entire body, is he allowed to eat from the produce that he's working with, but if not, he's not allowed to. And now we have a number of different memras that are agreed upon by everyone relevant to muzzling a worker while he's working. So number one is Daesh. It says in the Pasuk Lo Sachsam Shar B'dishai, what do we learn from here? Ma Daesh Miyochid Shubatalosh Avkal Shubatalosh. Just like when a shar is threshing, he's working with produce that is detached from the ground, so to a worker, when he's working with produce that's detached from the ground, you have to allow him to eat. And of course, he's allowed to eat from a chubur. If let's say he's picking fruit from the tree, you have to allow him to eat there as well. The chiddush is that even when he's working with talush, you have to allow him to eat. However, yata amenachim b'shom b'tzalim, this excludes if he's weeding garlic and onions, v'amesoch b'gafanim, or if he's helping grapevines stand, he's putting little sticks there to make sure that they're sturdy, v'ha'oidr tachas azesim, and if he's plowing underneath olive trees, which is beneficial for the trees, he's not allowed to eat in these situations because he's not actually working with the produce. Yud has someone else on the top. Another limud, Daesh. What do we learn from here? Ma Daesh miyochid shegidula min ha'aretz. Just like when a shar is threshing, he's working with something that grows from the ground. Af kol davar shegidula min ha'aretz. So too, when a human worker is doing work, he's only allowed to eat from that which he's working with if it grows from the ground. Yatsa chaylev. That excludes if he's milking an animal. V'amagabin, if he's making cheese. V'amachabetz, if he's doing this other thing that's part of the cheese making process, he's not allowed to eat from it because it's not considered something time they cross from the ground. Another limud, daish. What do we learn from here? Ma daish miyuchad davar shaloi nigmar malachdoi. Just like when we're dealing with threshing, this is something that still has not yet reached full gemar malacha. After the cow threshes the grain, it's not yet gemar malacha. Af kol davar shaloi nigmar malachdoi. The worker is only allowed to eat from something that he's working with if it's not yet at gemar malacha. Yatza habaydel b'tamar v'amafired begregreis. Includes if he's separating dates or separating figs v'hayayin mishiyikva, or if he's working with wine after the top was already skimmed off v'hashemin mishir luuka, or if he's working with oil after it already went down into the bottom holding chamber of the oil press. In all these situations, it's already gemar malacha, so the worker is not allowed to eat from it. And lastly, daish. What do we learn from here? Ma daish miyochad shaloi balzikas hamaisres. Just like daish, threshing is a case where it hasn't yet reached a chiv in maisres. Af kol davar shaloi balzikas hamaisres. So too, a worker is allowed to eat from something as long as it hasn't reached a chiv in maisres. And we're going to see right now that we're specifically talking about chala. Yatza halash. This excludes a worker who's kneading dough famakatef, or he's putting water on the top of the dough the ha'ifa, or if he's baking the dough. In all these situations, it's already reached the chiv in chala, so the worker is not allowed to eat from it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about what a worker is entitled to. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.